Over the weekend, the President directed the administration to mount a swift and coordinated response to save lives and provide assistance to alleviate suffering. Our State Department and USAID team on the ground is coordinating with local officials and other organizations, and in the days ahead, the United States will continue to work with the Philippines to deliver whatever help we can as quickly as possible.
Once again, the good old USA to the rescue. Ships now making their way, great speed, trying to get to the people in the Philippines who are starving to death. And now they don't have food. Clean conditions are at a premium because, of course, you still have a wreck everywhere. Some of these roads are just completely impassable. The thing that will happen is once the aircraft carrier arrives, you'll be able to get supplies through the helicopters in and out, which will make it a lot better. Luckily, we had Marines on the ground there, so that was incredibly helpful in a pretty dire situation. This typhoon is unbelievable. Someone described it as it was the end of the world. 580,000 people displaced so far, over 1,800 dead. They have no clue how many. They, meaning the people on the ground, the relief people, keep thinking it's going to be closer to 10,000. And that's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just when you think you have it bad, pinch yourself and think of the people in situations like those people in the Philippines are and what they're faced with. You live in the Philippines, there's such danger of natural disaster, but the people grew up there. That's where they're from. That's where they live. There's a lot of Filipinos scattered about in the United States, on the West Coast and the East Coast, and, of course, places in between, very upset, trying desperately to find out about families, but they can't because getting to someone, as you can imagine, after this weekend with cell towers down, there have been some portable things that have been set up, but it's very, very tough. So there has to be massive despair, a lot of anguish, a lot of people who are trying to figure out what's the next move. You know, when everything around you is just completely gone, blown apart, your neighborhood's gone, you don't know what to do, there's not enough shelter, it's got to be incredibly, incredibly rough to try to keep it together. But our military, and this is Military Week here on America Tonight, not just one day, because I think it's lousy to just take one day and honor veterans. So for the whole week, in different ways, we're honoring veterans. And you got to tip your cap and say booyah to the troops who don't even think about it. They're on leave. They're calling them back. They're jumping on the ship, and they're getting there as fast as they can to Talcumon, to try to get to the capital as fast as possible. That was ground zero for the typhoon that slammed into that portion of the Philippines on Friday, leaving the city in ruins, Leyte, and its population of 200,000 people in the worst conditions, the worst hell that you can imagine. So those supplies, getting the supplies and the aid, and people are chipping dollars at it and doing all that, but they still have to be able to get the food in. And the police and the military there are trying to keep order, because then you also have, with the lack of food and water and famished survivors, desperate measures. So lots of looting is going on, and people are carrying just sacks of things. So they say it looks like a movie. It looks like a bomb was dropped, and people that survived are just walking and trying to find another area to go and squat. They just don't know what to do. So I think once our aircraft carrier gets there especially, it'll be incredibly helpful. And then the other thing is they have to separate the people from the people that are living from the people that are dead. And then you have injured people, which that's over 2,600. Then you have missing people. There were two, and this is what we know now, and who knows how many, but there were two U.S. citizens who are among the people who were killed. And it's just kind of a circle of search. Everybody, they say, is searching for somebody. Luckily, a lot of the corpses are out of view, but still, you've got mud, debris, and, you know, everything else. I think one of the saddest stories I heard somewhere was a man who has a makeshift kind of shack where his home once was, and the body of his wife and his two kids were just right outside covered by sacks. He just covered them up and is in complete and utter shock and grief. So you heard there Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, talking about what the response has been from the U.S., and the response has frankly been terrific, but that's, like I said, what we do, and especially the military, they don't even think twice. They just rally and get there as soon as they can. They coordinate with the Philippines, the government, and they get there fast as they can with those helicopters, because that's the best way in, and they still have no idea of the numbers that are lost, but you know it's absolutely not good. Coming up later this hour, our pal Mike Bonacorsi, he's on that quest to get you retirement ready. Boy, I cannot tell you how much I've learned from Mike Bonacorsi. And there's confusion over Medicare, because with Obamacare and everything that's happening there, people are confused about Medicare and what happens when they turn 65. What if they're still working and they have insurance through the company? What do you do then? Mike Bonacorsi talks about that, and talks about something that people don't really think about with living longer, that maybe long-term care is a good thing. Somebody had a question about that, and is long-term care something to worry about? Because what if you outlive everybody? I had an aunt one time who told me, of course, you don't think about this when you're younger, and she said, you know what? My number is 80. Nobody knows when they're going to go, but I want 80, because I don't want to outlive everybody, because then what happens? And I don't want to be a burden on anyone, so I'm shooting for 80. But you have a lot of people who are living well into their 90s. I bet there's at least a half a dozen people listening to me right now that have a mother, a grandparent, somebody that's in their 90s. And they might even be living on their own. So those are things to plan for. All right, speaking of health care, Bill Clinton slams the current president and says he needs to honor the pledge that people who like their health care can keep it. Wow. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I personally believe, even if it takes a change in the law, the president should honor the commitment the federal government made to those people and let them keep what they got.
All right, so Bill Clinton speaks, and the current administration goes crazy because they're already having enough trouble trying to put out the fires around Obamacare. So this is days after Obama apologized to the people whose policies got canceled. In California, 1 million people have had their insurance canceled. In fact, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield is saying that they're going to give people more time till February because they sent out their notices too late. They were supposed to give them 90 days, and they didn't give them a full 90 days. So some people got a little bit of a reprieve depending on what their insurance was. Clinton, who has supported Obamacare all the way, said, he can see why if a policy is canceled, another one substituted, it doubles premiums and there's problems with this. And if you're on the individual marketplace, how is it they should pay more? Well, that's because nobody really knew what was in the package or didn't care. It was just, let's push through health care, because this would have easily could have been figured out when it happened. And they knew it. And that's the thing. They actually knew it. In 2010, when they were going through the thousands of pages that were put together, they knew that there is no way you could guarantee you could keep your insurance because rates change. The insurance companies move the rates. Rates change all the time. So how could you guarantee, you like your coverage, you're keeping it? And they knew their regulations were going to butt up against some of the individual insured, people individually insured in the marketplace already. And I love this. They say that the Jay Carney said that the president is tasking his team, that's the way they put it, to look at a range of options to make sure nobody is in a position where the plans have been canceled and they can't afford a better plan. I want to see what they come up with. You know, this may be the push of the individual mandate. I don't know. But how they're going to get them to keep it and remember that whole pledge thing. They backed away from the promise, saying it was only for people whose coverage contained minimum standards set up under the Affordable Care Act. And the president even said, hey, it might only be a small percentage of people who are disadvantaged, and it means a lot to them, and it's scary to them, and I'm sorry they're finding themselves in. And this is the quote. I mean, this is what he said last week on NBC. Pay attention to what I'm saying. It's scary to them, and I am sorry that they, you know, are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. So he wasn't rolling it back and coming up with administrative solutions to halt the cancellation. What are they going to do? Then you have the House Republicans who are all over this. They're going to vote this week on legislation that would ensure any policy effective in 2013 would be grandfathered in for a year to give people a chance to keep their policies if they want to do that, but they're going to have to change anyway. So it's pretty clear that we're headed for eventually a single-payer system. In my lifetime, if I live long enough, and probably all of your lifetimes, if you live long enough, you'll see a single-payer. I think it's Medicare. And I say to you, all the people in Washington, if it's so great, then Congress needs to choose the same plan, because they're not sweating it out as to how much they're covering, how much is being covered, and what do they have to pay, and what are the premiums, and everything else. And it's when somebody really gets sick that you really find out how much you have to pay, and you're just, the sticker shock is usually unbelievable for people. So you have Democrats jumping on this too, which is like Dianne Feinstein. She's pushing to keep health plans. And why? Because people in California are massively affected by it. Why? Well, I always say there's power to the people. If you think you don't have power, watch what's happening with this Obamacare stuff. When enough voters in a district call up and complain, then action happens. And in San Francisco, people are feeling the pinch. In Northern California. So she said Tuesday she's going to co-sponsor a bill by Senator Mary Landrieu to require insurance companies to continue offering their existing health care plans, a way to make good on President Obama's promise that consumers can keep the coverage if they like it. So they're saying it'll just be a simple fix to a complex problem. Those two words don't belong in the same sentence when it comes to Obamacare. Is anything simple about this? A simple fix to a complex problem. They're talking about in Landrieu's proposal, it's a common sense fix. And they want it to pass quickly. I don't think so. I don't think so. Senate Democrats want to wait until the end of the month, because that's when they promised they would fix the problem of the healthcare.gov website. It's a mess. Even Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says there's no plans to bring any kind of Obamacare delay bills to the floor. That's not going to happen, so we're going to have to wait on that. And there are a lot of Democrats who are very, very uneasy about the rollout of the website, because this is the signature domestic achievement. This is the legacy deal. And Feinstein, this is what I'm going to hold up again and again and again from day one of America Tonight. Power to the people. If you complain, they will do something about it, because elected officials want to get elected again. Feinstein said she's gotten, ready for this, 30,000 calls, emails, and letters from her constituents on the issue. There was a guy, and Feinstein pointed him out, from Rancho Mirage, California, that said he's being forced to spend more than $400 extra to pay for coverage through Obamacare that mirrors the same plan he has, the existing plan. And so, wow, all you have to do is hit them on the head with an email and a phone call, So Feinstein's saying too many Americans are struggling to make ends meet. We have to ensure that our effort to reform the health care system, it does not allow unintended consequences to go unaddressed. And this is, if this is unintended, okay, or is it intentional, or we knew that they knew that there was going to be problems with it. And there was going to be huge problems. So the Republican-led House is voting on a bill that is similar to Landrieu's plan this week. It doesn't explicitly require insurers to keep their existing plans, but that vote is set for Friday. And she's not the only one. Feinstein, Landrieu's phone is blowing up. That's why they're responding. They're responding because of the complaints. That's why Clinton undercut Obama. I mean, threw him under the bus. That's huge that Clinton, you know, that can't be understated. That's huge that Clinton did that to Obama. I mean, easily threw him underneath the bus. So how many people listening to me were in favor of ACA or Obamacare? How many thought that this was going to happen with it? This rollout has been nothing short of disastrous. And subsequently, other things that have happened along the way, too. The coverage, people getting their policies canceled, that is scary. And then you start to think in your head, well, how much money have I paid in this policy? And then you worry about unforeseen things that can happen. And you know how it is. You get comfortable with something, especially healthcare. Get your hands off my healthcare. If you like your healthcare, your doctor, you're comfortable there, you don't want to go someplace else. And that's the other thing. People are forced to go someplace else in some cases if the plan isn't covered. So stay tuned. We have not heard the last of this. Trust me. Mike Bonacorsi, maybe you ought to pay attention. Retirement readiness, rather, on the flip side.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. Don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you do want me, give me a decision. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine.
A couple of times we talked to our pal Mike Bonacorsi. He's got a great book out that I always say is, you know, one of the best. Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing Your Future. It's so good that I have read it twice. It's a very easy read and very helpful. Instead of burying your head in the sand, this is an easy way to pull it up out of the sand and get involved in your future in financial planning. And, of course, Mike is a certified financial planner, obviously a professional, he's a public speaker, and an author, too, as I just mentioned, his book. Mike, how you doing?
Good. Getting ready for winter in New England here.
Yeah, what's the temperature there? 20s?
It was about 34 when I came in. 34 and windy.
All right, you better make sure. You know, it's like we say the mothership for GCN is in Minneapolis, and Matt Johnson, our technical director, the other day we were kibitzing back and forth on the air. I was trying to guess what the temperature was, and as he said, when you live in Minnesota, just like when you live in New England, don't you always have to have your hat and gloves somewhere where you have easy access? You can't pack them away.
Absolutely.
All right, speaking of easy access, how about for people who turn 65, and this is a great question, and they're still working, and they're covered by their employer's health plan, should they at that point still sign up for Medicare?
Yeah, you know, Kate, this is a great question, because it's one that comes up every once in a while, and people are really confused as to what to do. Nobody knows who the first payee is, and that's important to know, and whether or not you should, and the question always is that, look, I got a plan at work. I'm 65 years old. Do I need to sign up for Medicare? Well, you should sign up for Medicare, and you should sign up 3 months before you turn 65, regardless of your full retirement age. And the reason you want to sign up for Part A is because it's free. You've already paid for it. So there's no harm in signing up for it. It doesn't cost you anything. Part B, however, is something you want to think about, because if you're still employed and there's more than 20 people in the company, then what happens is if you have a insurance health care coverage by your employer, that's the first payee in case it's needed. So the question is, do I need to sign up for Part B? The charges that would probably go over to Part B probably may or may not justify the premium. So it's something you've got to take a look at. So if you're still working, you're 65 years old, absolutely, sign up for Medicare, sign up for Part A. Don't sign up for Part B until you've had a chance to take a look at what your employer's plan will cover and whether or not having the Part B Medicare is necessary. Now, once you retire, you can always go back and sign up for Part B during one of the enrollment periods. But here's something that comes up that's even a little bit of a twist on it, and it's something that actually came up the other day. The question was asked, I'm retiring, and my employer gives us a health care benefit during retirement. Do I need to have Medicare, and exactly, and who's the first payee? Well, things reverse then. If you have a plan through your employer, a retirement health plan through your employer, it's usually different than the plan that you had while you're employed. There's a few little, the benefits are different then. And in that case, once you've retired, the Medicare is the first payee. In your employer's plan, your employer's retirement health plan that he has for you is the second payee. That will actually work as almost like a Medigap policy to pick up anything that Medicare doesn't cover. So you want to make sure that when you retire, you want to take a look at, make sure whether or not your employer offers a plan in retirement, what the coverage is, what the cost is, and once again, weigh it against plan B. But chances are you're definitely going to want the plan B in retirement because, like I said, Medicare is the first payer once you retire.
Yeah, and the Medicare age, is that going to go up? Because, you know, they keep having all these conversations about retirement ages on the Hill. And would that would affect that, wouldn't it? Because the number could change in the future.
Well, remember, Social Security benefits have already gone up. Depending on when you were born, your full retirement age could be 65, could be 66 and change, or it could be as high as 67. But Medicare has remained at age 65.
Do you think it stays that way, or you think they're going to, because, you know, there's conversations about that, because maybe there's some money to be saved. Geez, if we're changing one, maybe we can move the other, but that would really shift on a lot of people.
Well, you know, with all the, with life expectancies out there, it certainly... you would think that would be something that they might, that could be moved forward, the Medicare, benefit, could possibly be moved forward because life expectancies are much longer now.
Yeah.
And most of these, Lyndon Johnson put Medicare into play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, life expectancies were different then.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's been some changes along the way, and as we live longer going forward, maybe that's the thought would be, hey, look, at people at 65 are still relatively healthy. They could be working longer, taking advantage of employer benefits a bit longer. So maybe this is a time that we do move it up a little bit.
This is a good question to follow that up with. I got this from Alan in Illinois, and Alan says, hey, Kate, ask Mike Bonacorsi next time that he comes on when you retire, depending on when you retire, let's say it's a little bit longer, you go into your 70s, is there a way, is it important to have long-term care? I've been talking to a financial person lately who says because of life expectancy, maybe you should have insurance for long-term care to cover yourself.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and that's really something that we talk to people a lot about, having long-term care insurance. And you're right, as we're living longer, the good news is that we're living longer. The bad news is we don't know what our quality of life will be as we live longer.
Yeah.
You know, as we get into our 80s, 90s, and who will be there to care for us, and how will we be cared for? I mean, so it's a good question. Long-term care is something I always ask my clients, I always discuss with my clients, ask them to look into it. Long-term care, remember, is not health insurance.
Right.
Long-term care is basically, as I explained it, it's assistance in insurance. It takes place when you can't perform certain activities of daily living, like eating, mobility, bathing, going to the bathroom, your cognizant facilities start to fade. That's where long-term care insurance, comes into play. It's not health insurance, and health insurance doesn't necessarily cover, long-term care benefits, but you really have to start looking at the younger you are, the better off you are. Remember, long-term care insurance is something that you could use at any age. I'll give you an example. I had a friend of mine that was 50 years old that had a stroke.
Mm.
And, she actually has some long-term care insurance that she has purchased through her employer, purchase plan that, helped her out because she needed assistance for a number of months, as she recovered. So, it's certainly something I would definitely say yes, absolutely. Take a look at it. Take a look at the cost. One of the things that's always considered important is the amount of the benefit that you're getting and whether or not it has an inflation, factor built into it. A lot of the policies will have an inflation factor that will help your spending dollars keep up with the rising cost of long-term care.
Oh, that's good information. So you should ask all those questions. The inflation factor, I would think, would be huge. And exactly what is the benefit? Because what happens, like your friend, if you have a stroke? What if you get Alzheimer's? What if, you know, there's a myriad of things, sadly, that can, as we know, even if you think you're taking great care of yourself, that can happen to you. And, Mike, I would think, like Alan asked this question, because then if you have a spouse or who is there to take care of you, a lot of people don't, with the longer, living longer, they don't want to burden the people around them. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Family members are typically the caregivers. Typically, the women are the caregivers simply because their life expectancy is longer and it's a role that they fall into. And one of the problems that they have out there, particularly women, is that, you know, if they're the last person standing, who's going to take care of them when they're gone?
Yeah.
You know,
Boyd,
families,
exactly.
Families think they can take care of other family members, but it's a strain, you know, especially if they have children that they, along with that, if there's distance involved, physical distance involved, travel costs and everything else, and it just not having those necessary skills to provide that long-term care is very, very difficult.
Absolutely. All right. Always good information. Mike Bonacorsi, Certified Financial Planner. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Okay. Take care. Have a good one. Stay warm.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Thanks.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Patriots.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plants? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
A couple bucks here and there,
my love is
but anything else. It is a big help. So I mean, if they continue, it's good. But you know, nothing good lasts very long.
60, 70 bucks, normal. It dropped down about 50.
I'm very happy that it's lower. 50 cents lower, whatever. It's a lot better. I was filling up with $50, now I'm filling up with $30.
Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and since taking out the world, we turn it our way, and our way. On the road again.
If you're hitting the road as we are, this final turn here for this hour of America Tonight, the good news is gas is down in most areas. Some of the lowest recorded prices that we've seen really in the last 6 months. I know in Dallas, Texas, where our satellite facility is for the network, we're paying $2.89 as one of the cheapest places, and maybe just at $3 at the higher end. Matt, what are you paying in Minneapolis?
Right around that same price. Dipped below $2.90. Pretty much this morning, and I've seen it anywhere between $2.85 and $2.89.
It's interesting because, boy, you can really tell the difference. Because you heard the one guy say, yeah, it's $50, you know, talking about how much he's saving. There is a big difference when we were almost at that high of $4, you know, less beers after Broomball, right?
Exactly.
It's true. I mean, you don't think about it. Because you have to, what do? You got to fill up your car, but then at the end of the month, that's where you start to feel the pinch, and especially when we had gotten so high, $4 in the United States or more is when people start to whine and say, oh, what are we going to do? We have to carpool, we have to come up with some other idea, but we'll see how long it lasts. As the other person said, you heard the two people talking about it, it doesn't last. You get excited about it, and then the gas prices don't last because, of course, it's that whole supply thing, and it changes, and especially when we get closer to the holidays, because that's where you normally see the spike. So we're seeing some of the lowest prices since February of 2011. And that's, I mean, across the USA, 2011. In Utah, they were talking about what they were paying in some of the places in Utah, and they were saying that it's 48 cents lower than a year ago. 48 to 43, depending on when. And it's exciting for people because in tracking it, that means, hey, we're going to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving, and we're not going to have to pay quite as much when we hit the highway, depending on how far we have to commute to it. Or not commute, how far we have to go.
I think it definitely makes a difference when you fill up almost your full tank. When you get it down to that, you know, about a quarter tank level, and you fill it
up,
and you can do that for around $30.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit more than that, depending on what size your tank is, obviously. But, I mean, there were times in the last year I'm paying over $50.
I know.
To fill up my tank. And if, you know, I'm knocking $20 off of it, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's significant. Yeah, I agree. You know, so it's like that mind trick. Somebody told me anyway, should you really get below half? But I have to say, so often I'm just barely making it into the gas station. So I'm pulling out the bigger bucks. I'm not doing that trick of, oh, okay, wait, I'm at half, so now I just fill it up till I get to the top.
Well, you don't want to do that. You're going to ruin your fuel pump.
I know. I'm trying to be careful about it. or somebody told me the other day, if you get it to the point where you're on fumes, it's also dangerous for fire. It can somehow catch your gas tank on fire when you fill it up.
Hmm.
I don't know if I believe that.
I've never heard that anywhere before. I've heard
the
story of up here in the Northland. Of if you get it too low, there's a chance that it could freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's a very low chance of that. It has to be incredibly cold. But
yeah.
I mean, I've heard that before. But I don't know if that could be an old wives' tale as well.
That would be brutal. Oh, because you just didn't feel like it. I mean, that's what happens. You're just running around and you're just too lazy. You don't feel like pulling in and getting gas. And especially in cold weather places, although I know some of you are laughing your heads off, since I grew up in New Jersey, we didn't pump gas. It was illegal. You weren't allowed to pump gas. Not until I moved to Nebraska did I ever have anything to do with pumping gas. I didn't even know how to do it. And that's a big difference. It's freezing cold, and you have elements. You're not ever getting out of them. You can't. And so I think it creates this thing where you think, okay, I'm too whipped. I just don't feel like it. Or there's too much traffic or whatever the reason is. But I bet half, more than half the people listening to me wait until they're practically pegging E before they get gas.
For me, it's a little bit of a stubbornness and a psychological game with the gas station.
Right.
Of I'll be driving home and I'll look at the gas and I know I need gas, but I'm just like, man, I know that thing's going to go down tomorrow and I don't want to pay $3.12. I know it's going to be $3.09 tomorrow if I just wait. And then you wait until tomorrow, and maybe it'll spike up. It's almost like, you know, like spinning the wheel, and maybe just seeing what you get. So sometimes for me, that's where I'll and also too, the area like where I live, gas is more expensive than down here by the studio. So I try to always fill up here by the studio, because for some reason it's always about 6-7 cents cheaper down here.
Yeah, wow, that's significant. 6-7 cents. When I lived in New Jersey, Pennsylvania drivers, they would come over the bridge because it was always cheaper in New Jersey to get gas. And in Texas, sometimes in your more remote areas that aren't too remote, but small towns that are close together, way cheaper, 7, 8, 10 cents cheaper than in the city. And it's very strange in Manhattan, the more expensive the zip code, where that's an island, the more you pay for gas, and the lower economic neighborhoods, it's cheaper. So sometimes you would see the filthy rich people in incredible, I don't even know why they would do, they're driving $100,000 cars they're driving down to get cheaper gas. So there's definitely a thing about gasoline and what you pay for it, no matter what your economic, you know, bracket is. That, and if we're talking about saving that much money, since peaking at the end of July 2008, you know what it was at 2008? It was four. I remember this. It was four, doing this show, it was $4.11. $4.11.
That's brutal.
It was awful. It was. It was so expensive to fill up. And I was driving a lot then. I remember thinking, wow, this is just a game changer. And everybody was complaining about it. Everybody was freaked out. And then it went to 165 that December, collapsed to 165. So it was a wild swing after people were getting just killed on the price of gasoline. And then it came back to, in May of 2011, it went back to four. So the range is crazy. I can't imagine. And, it, of course, the way of life and monetarily is very different. But in Europe, like when we took the show to Ireland, if you were paying $7 for gasoline, oh, that would be the worst. I mean, $7 for gasoline, I don't think we could stomach it, any of us, in the United States. I think four is the mark.
Definitely take a toll on the old high school cruise.
Oh, you know,
around the block or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And people like to just get in their cars and drive. I mean, that's a good point. Or just to take that Sunday drive somewhere to get out of town and go see some other town or whatever, especially when you're cooped up in the winter or in the summer, either extreme. And if it's a crazy, crazy amount of money where it's over that four, very few people are doing that. I mean, they're just not doing it. So, you know, the gasoline prices, the adjusting the U.S. to the total U.S. miles traveled on a per capita basis, it's interesting. They really peaked. I was looking at a chart in 2005. So the last time we saw average annual mileage at these kinds of levels where you could see when the amount of gasoline was dropping, they're saying that people were taking those Sunday drives and they were saying driving on all roads, you know, it was off the charts, where in a year's time, or based on a year's time, they could be doing maybe even 15,000 miles, which is high. If you're leasing a car 15,000 miles, you are way over the allotted miles you're going to pay on the other end of that. All right, once again, tip of the cap to all of the people who have served in the military. It is Military Week here in America tonight, and we honor you all.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.